is Storybank Maine. I'm Rob Rosenthal. Storybank collects stories about Maine people and their places. It's probably fair to say that Merrymeeting Bay is the duck hunting capital of Maine. Well, Buster Prout can testify to that. He's lived his whole life right near the bay in Bodenham, and he started hunting at age 12 back in the 1950s. To say Buster's an avid duck hunter and guide would be an understatement.
Well, actually, duck hunting's addictive, I think. You know, once you get in your blood, it's hard to get rid of it.
Later in life, Buster became a hunting guide, and during our Storybank interview, Buster recalled a trip with a youngster the same age he was when he started.
One thing that kind of stands out to me is, and actually it was a day when I never even went hunting, I never even took my gun with me. I had a young fellow out on Youth Day, he was 12 years old, and he'd only shot one duck before in his life, and he had five ducks, I think it was, by a little after 7 o'clock. And there was finally another one come by, and he shot that, and it was a mallard. And so he had six birds right then, and that was his limit of ducks. And there it was about 7:30, a little after, and we weren't supposed to get in until noontime. But I had half a dozen goose decoys set out down there off the Flatiron. It was a northwest wind. That's the poorest goose wind you can get. So I didn't tell him that. I said, put your goose loads in there and we'll go sit over those goose decoys there. And I had no more idea we'd ever see a goose, and nothing at all. But he got all excited. He put his goose loads in. We went over and I sat in a patch of heavy bulrush, I guess it was, or wild rice. Stuck up pretty high there. Well, you know, believe it or not, we hadn't been there more than 10-15 minutes, and I heard geese honking. I looked up, and here they come, coming from the Kennebec, and they're heading right for us. Well, they swung over the goose decoy, and they didn't light. And then they headed right back towards the Kennebec River. Now, I said, well, I'll never see them again. Well, about 5 minutes later, they come back, and they come right over again. They lit right in the goose decoy, right into them. Now, I lectured him. I says, if you want to shoot a goose, do what I tell you to. So I told him to get down that bough so he could just barely see over the bough and have his gun right up ready. And I said, don't you move a muscle until we get close enough. But you know how a kid, they get 75 yards to him, and he figures they look big and they're close enough. It's time to shoot. Well, I started sculling. There were probably 15 of them there. So I told him when they start to lift, I says, you shoot right in there where they're the thickest. Well, he did. He did just what I told him. He never made them move until they jumped in. And he fired right into the thickest of them, and he got two with one shot. And then he looked, and he saw those geese flopping around the decoys, and he got all excited, and he didn't shoot again. I told him, give him another shell, give him another one. Well, he pulled up and fired at the flock, and one peeled right out, stone dead. And the limit was 3 geese, and he got 3 geese and 6 ducks. And I don't think he'll ever do that again. I don't know. I guess the worst things a young fella could get into other than go duck hunting when he first starts out.
Buster Prout was interviewed as part of the Merrymeeting Bay Oral History Project. It was sponsored by the Maine Maritime Museum and funded by the Merrymeeting Bay Trust. This is Storybank Maine. We collect stories about Maine people and their places. For more stories, visit us on the web at storybankmaine.org. Storybank is a project of Cultural Resources. This edition of Storybank was funded by the National Endowment for the Arts. Music by Peter Dembski. I'm Rob Rosenthal.